The Pope of Rome is now in the business of uniting not just Christianity. He has already finished with Christianity. He is now the whole world religions come together under his own influence. I don't know if it's ready. We can watch it. Praise the Lord. Let's just see that.
La mayor parte de los habitantes del planeta se declaran creyentes. Esto debería provocar un diálogo entre las religiones. No debemos dejar de orar por él y colaborar con quienes piensan distinto.
Confío en Buda.
Creo en Dios.
Creo en Jesucristo.
Creo en Dios, Allah.
Muchos piensan distinto, sienten distinto, buscan a Dios o encuentran a Dios de diversa manera. En esta multitud, en este abanico de religiones, hay una sola certeza que tenemos para todos. Todos somos hijos de Dios.
Creo en el amor.
Creo en el amor.
Creo en el amor.
Creo en el amor.
Confío en vos para difundir mi petición de este mes. Que el diálogo sincero entre hombres y mujeres de diversas religiones conlleve frutos de paz y justicia. Confío en tu oración.
See them, let us unite. Clap your hands for the Pope. It is united time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The stage is setting. Why I said this is the time for it? Years back, would you have thought that Luther will ever go back? Lutherans will go back to the Catholic Church? Protestants that protested vehemently, including Anglicans and the rest, will go back to the Catholic Church? But the prophecy must be fulfilled. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. They are all coming together. What is WCC? The World Council of Churches. People don't understand why Satan is doing it. He does not know that he is also fulfilling the agenda. What is that parable in Matthew 13 from verse 24? The parable of the wheat and tares. Hallelujah. And at a stage, they both grow together. But the time is going to come when the wheat and the tares will be separated. And they will be separated into bundles. Hallelujah. They will be separated into bundles. All these false churches that have refused the leadership of the Holy Ghost, that have refused to accept the Word of God as the only absolute, that have gone off the Scripture, departed from the apostolic faith, and gone across people, because the Bible says anyone that preaches contrary to this Bible, he said, let him be accursed. And all accursed people must remain together. They have sent his reapers. The Pope of Rome is one of the reapers. He's gathering them in bundles. Where will he burn them? He will burn them in fire. And there is another bundling that is going on. It is uniting time. The wheat and the tares must be bundled. They must be bundled. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It starts with, in Nigeria here, in the Christian Association of Nigeria, when they started, Pentecostals say, lie, they cannot join and become one with what they term as dead churches who did not believe in the move of God. And that was correct. But it was only a matter of time. They too, they formed their own organization called the Pentecostal Fellowship of Nigeria. And before you know what, the preaching, we are one, we are one, we are one. We are one, we are one. Hallelujah. Now, you know, anytime I talk about this, I always say, you know, when Satan thinks he wants to fulfill his agenda, God will also use it for his purpose. Until he has finished, then he will dump them. Because for now, in Nigeria, here, Christian Association of Nigeria, if not for that organization, this country will have been Islamized by now. Anytime these Muslim leaders want to do something against Christianity, they will remember that there is an umbrella body of Christians called Christian Association of Nigeria. So it is giving us, the bride, the chance to be united in our own unity. Praise the Lord. But we know where that thing is ending up to. And to tell you that it is not a Christian organization, you need to know the politics that goes on to select their leaders. It has become a political pressure group. It has become nothing but a group of, it's a pressure group, nothing more. And people go there now to seek recognition, because the whole thing about Christian leadership now is about recognition by the government. And that itself is a spirit of her mother. Because her mother has power only through the state. They get their influence through the state. You disobey them, they know how to influence the government to deal with you. And before you know what, you'll not be surprised if you see them tagging us as rebels. And that is why we are not known and counted among them. Because all they know us is that we are rebels. I was a member of Christian Association of Nigeria, you know that they would have risen against the government for demolishing this church. Yes. But they were saying, And Pastor Godwin in Akwanga, they have been disturbing him. The churches around there, they have been disturbing him. That you are here, you come and join our Christian Association. If not, if anything happened to you, we shall not stand behind you. You can see how beautifully they present it as a pressure group. And that they have a monthly due. Every church sends to the headquarters of Christian Association of Nigeria, either of that town or of that state. And they are telling him to pay a certain amount, come for meeting. And each time they come, you look at him and he will be laughing. He will be laughing. I ask him, what did you tell them? He said he didn't tell them anything. He said he just laughed. He collected the letter. He just said they should go. I said, next time, when they come to you, give them my phone number. Praise the Lord. How can you tell me to come and be one with Sele and Aladura? What is it that unites me? John chapter 17 verse 20 is their logo. That they might be one. Unity. But can two work together except they be agree? So how can I work together with Sele? Lumba. How can I that believe that there is no mediator between God and man go and join Catholic that believe in mediators, that believe in veneration of dead human beings and call them saints? How can I join myself with idol worshippers that go, before you enter the church compound, there is a shrine that you go and bow? And before you go, how can I, when my own Bible is against the worship and bowing down to any idol? How can we be one? How can we be one? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What is WCC? So, every nation come together. And then they bundle, little bundle, and then they go and join the world own. The World Ecumenical Council. The World Council of Churches. They come together and they become an umbrella body for the Christians. And please take note that until recently, at least here in Nigeria, until recently, Catholics were not part of Christian Association of Nigeria. I'm sure up to now, the World Council of Churches, the Pope, Catholic Church, as a national, international, what the world body, is not yet part of it. Because it cannot be now, because he has to be neutral to unite. Come, my daughters. Come, my daughters. Then, remember that his agenda goes beyond Christianity. He is supposed to be elected with, as time goes on, that is the target, to be a world leader in a new world order. Where he will now be the head of world government. So he cannot now come and then say he belongs to Christian. Now, you know, so he's staying, all of us come together, all of you. You see what he's going around preaching? We are one. It's peace. I preach peace. We preach peace. We preach peace. And my Bible says when they say peace, peace, what happened? Sudden destruction. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's a gathering of the daughters going back to their mother. Revelation 17 calls her a harlot and a mother of harlots. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes, it is uniting time. It is time also, while the Antichrist is uniting her people, Christ is also uniting his people. Revelation chapter 22 and verse 17. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come. Can you see? It is now a time. And let him that hear say, come. What is he saying there? We are also now a group of people now, known as the Bride, a group of Christians will be saying the same thing with the Holy Ghost, the Word. All of a sudden now, people are now getting united to the Word. Getting united to the Word. And forget this one, that Antichrist have infiltrated the entire message as brought by William Branham. Instead of coming to the Bible, they are taking us to sermon books. Instead of holding on to the Bible as our absolute, They are dropping the Bible and holding to the sermon books of William Branham. And when you go to such churches, you don't know whether you are in a cult or another religion or what is it. And Brother Branham said, why I am quoting the Bible, they are quoting William Branham. And you go to the altar, you see the picture of William Branham hanging at the altar. Some even bow and worship him. They baptize in his name. It's nothing. It's Satan trying to mess up that message. What is the message? Bride of Jesus Christ, get married. Get united to the Word. Come back to the Word. Come back to the Word. I stand before the whole world to answer questions. Have you ever seen me coming to answer you with a sermon book? Any question you ask me, there is... If it is a Bible Christian question, there is a Bible answer. Every answer I give you, I quote the Bible. I quote the Bible. And that's why you can't fault me. When the men fellowship, some Igbo brothers, a few days ago, when we were, I was addressing the men, the responsibilities of a man in his home as Christians. Some were arguing with me. They were bringing Igbo culture. I kept telling them, I said, brother, I am quoting Bible. You are quoting your culture. Such people are yet to be thoroughly married. Thoroughly married. Me too, I come from a culture now. Was I using my culture to teach you? I have been removed from my culture and married to Jesus. The word. Hallelujah. So the message is come back to the Bible. And let me tell you, if you live your life ruled by this Bible, you will find peace. You will find peace. Concerning marriage, follow what the Bible says. Concerning your business, follow what the Bible says. Concerning your neighbors, follow what the Bible says. Concerning every aspect of your life, there is a roadmap in the Bible here that you should follow. Follow it. God is obligated to back it up. This Bible will let you know when to talk and when to keep quiet. This Bible will let you know how to deal with your enemies. How to deal with tears, even tears. Deal with them. But when you drop this and you are mixing it with your culture, where you come from, hallelujah. Where Buhari comes from, the place of his wife is in the kitchen. And the other room. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We also came from somewhere. We are in this world, but not of this world. In choosing your wife, you go to where you come from to pick your wife. You must go to where you come from to choose your wife. Where are you from? Where are you from? Mbise? We are Christians. Go to among the Christians and pick your wife. Go among the Christians to get your husband. That's where we come from. Let your decision to accept marrying a man or a woman not be determined by which tribe he belongs, but whether he's a Christian or not. And so, when George Smith came to marry Brother Abraham's daughter, came to meet Brother Abraham, Brother Abraham just told him, I have only one condition for you. Go and get the Holy Ghost. Once you get the Holy Ghost, I'll give you my daughter to marry. Because if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you are not yet a Christian. And we cannot allow Babylonians to come and pick our wives, our daughters for wives. And please, I didn't say your church member. I hope you understand what I'm saying. I hope you people understand what I'm talking. Because there's a brother last week that was giving Pastor John Paul a headache. His wife offended him. He sent her away. The wife begged to come back. You know they come. And the man, they attend this church and even say he's an evangelist, though not the ones that sit down there. You see? Oh, praise the Lord. So don't use church member. Because there are people that are church members, but they are not members of the body of Christ. By their fruits, we shall know them. Not by the size of their Bible, though. Not by how early they come to church. Oh, please, can I tell you something? Don't rate somebody's spirituality in the church during service, during worship. Don't do that. You will miss it. It's dangerous. If you want to know whether somebody is a Christian, it's after church. Outside, where you meet outside. Because here, whether you like it or not, you must act like the rest of us. When we shout hallelujah, you must shout hallelujah. And the rain fall on the just and the unjust. So the rain that is coming for those of us that are genuine can fall on the fake one too. And it will fall under anointing. and they can see vision. But after seeing the vision, when you are one-on-one after service, that is when you will know whether somebody is a Christian or not. Oh, praise the Lord. Any minister that you know is carrying microphone, and you want to know, including me, whether we are Christians or not, go behind and find out from our wives or people living in our homes or our neighbors who we be. Don't judge because at the priest, this guy must be a Christian. Then after that, I say, there's one business. I crepe your money, finish. Then after you will come, say, don't you believe me, a man of God? Can't you sow that as a seed to God? Why are you asking me to pay you back? And you disturb him too much, he will threaten you, he will curse you. But he's with microphone. You want to know, any of us ministers in this church, all of us gifted people, including those where they sing, where they beat instruments, where they play saxophone, and where they scatter our heads. Don't say because they play instruments. See, Bob Marley, they play instruments. Fela, they play instruments. In fact, Fela, they play saxophone. And yet he's smoking Igbo. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 13 and verse 16 again. So it is clear now that the second image that comes out of the earth is America. And that the image unto the beast is the WCC, the World Council of Churches, uniting to get back to recognize her mother, the Papal Rome. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Verse 16 and verse 17, Revelation chapter 13. And he, that beast, cursed all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Amen. The mark of the beast. Praise the Lord. Where is the mark? The mark is on the right hand or in their forehead. Take note. We mentioned three things here. There is the mark of the beast. Take note very carefully. There is the name of the beast. And there is the number of the name of the beast. Listen, the mark of the beast is not 666. What the mark is, we are not told. But we are only told where it is put, right hand or forehead. But what the mark is, we don't know because it is the mark of the beast. It is not written. So you will have to deduce what that mark is. The mark is not 666. It is 666 is the number of the name of the man. So don't say the mark of the beast is 666. No. That's not the mark. And so Satan has gone ahead and some people are putting tattoo in their body. We are 666. Now you don't understand. And then anywhere they see 666. They say, hey, Antichrist. Hey, wait. The mark. Remember, the first serpent seed that we know of is Cain. Cain was also given a mark. Hallelujah. Where was his own mark? It was on his forehead. Oh, praise the Lord. He was given a mark. What is the mark? The Bible didn't state what the mark is. But let us identify him. Amen. He says, so that if any man sees him, he will not be able to kill him. That means he became a giant. Bigger than what any other human being was. So, somebody that is bigger than you, mightier than you, will you attempt to go and touch him? He will finish you. That means there is a mark of greatness. There is a mark of greatness. On the forehead, sit them with super scientific invention, knowledge. Knowledge that creates things that can destroy. You must fear him. You must fear them. And so it has to do with something about your understanding. This mark is both physical and spiritual. Mark is something that identifies you different from others. Take note. And whatever that mark signifies, it makes you to be seen and known that you belong somewhere, so that danger will not come to you. And they put this mark also in the right hand. Hallelujah. The mark is both physical and spiritual. Now, we are understanding where the computer chip. By who? Invented by who? America. We are now going to a cashless society. Now, very soon, nobody will carry, you won't need ID card again. You will not need ID card again. Very soon, you will not need to carry passport anywhere you are going again. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hey. When they invented computer, people didn't know where they are going to. Computer chips. The same America began it with Obama Healthcare, called Obamacare, where they will put all your data. All your data is in one small chip. So tiny. They talk about technology. They wonder how FBI, CIA, they are able to track you, trace you wherever you go. Wherever you go. If they are tracing you, plus your phone call, plus everything. A brother here was trying to migrate to America. He got American visa. Him and his wife and his child. A brother, sit down here, they look at me now. So he traveled to America. Anybody that traveled to America, you will observe something. When you are entering, they stamp you in. But when you are coming out, nobody searches you. Nobody asks you anything. You know, in Nigeria here, we are still analog. But in America, nobody searches, nobody asks you anything, you are going out. So this brother went with his family, dropped them there, and came home, make a clear everything, and came back without his family. A few months later, he decided to move, sold his car, sold everything. When he reached the airport, they stopped him. Where is your family? Here? Where is your family? You want to move over now to join them finally? They took him to a room and played all the phone calls he was talking with his wife since he left her and came to Nigeria. The one he was speaking in the Igbo language, they got interpreter. That is how they say, you came, your wife was pregnant. She don't born Pikin. for America here. You, go back. They put her for the same plane where bring her come back to Nigeria. But you know you can't stop an Igbo man. He must go there. He must go there. But what I'm saying is how technology has gone so far. All they need to do is when you see them, if you ever enter their problem and they interrogate you, forget it. They have put in something in your body. They can say, okay, you can go. You can go. Anywhere you are going, they are monitoring you somewhere by a chip that is in your body without you even knowing it. Technology has gone so far. So you don't need to carry money anymore. All this one they are saying, they put law. You must not carry cash pass a border more than $10,000. You must declare how you got it. All this one. Now put everything for your card. Put for your pocket. When you cross over there, go to ATM. Draw all the money. All the money. Everything. Card. Now they move from card now to a chip. They put it under your skin. Scripture is about to be fulfilled. They have every good reason. They are telling you it is for your safety. And in these days, where kidnap is everywhere, would you go and get it and put? So that if they kidnap you, all they will do is just type your this thing, they will see where you are. And come there and rescue you. If you know that one, as beautiful technology like that, would you go, you and your family and everything, so that you feel free? If they catch you, although these criminals, they will scan you and find where it is in your body and remove it. But whatever it is, it's supposed to be a secret thing anyway. I'm just telling you that very soon that scripture will be fulfilled. But I want you to also note that while I say this, it is not for you and I that will be in the rapture. It takes effect only after the rapture has taken place. But the stage is set for it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So I have that pamphlet for us to know the number of the man that will culminate into that beast that we talk about. You have it? Everybody has a copy? So take time and read it. That is where you see the calculation. And in the center spread there, by the right page, you will notice under some of the heresies of that organization. When the sign of the cross began, the wax candles were introduced, foundation laid for the Trinity concept and the veneration of angels and dead saints, the worship of Mary, when it all started, is there. And those of you watching us online, we have a soft copy we have uploaded in our website. You can download it. It's already there in our website. Just download it there, and you too can have a copy online. Like I said, spiritually also, the mark on the forehead is the mark of delusion. They are given a mark to believe a lie. That's what it has to do with your thinking, your forehead. They are made to believe a lie. Apostle Paul said so in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. To believe a lie. And when you believe a lie, you will act it. You will act what you believe. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so Daniel chapter 9 verse 26, 7, chapter 20, let's read it, finally. Daniel chapter 9, where the angel told him the agenda of God. This is how it goes. And we come to verse 26 and 27. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, after the 69th week, according to the prophecy there, but not for himself. And the people of the priest that shall come, future, he is coming to sit in the temple to be worshipped as God. Very soon, he will do that in Jerusalem. The people of the priest that shall come, what will happen? Shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood. And unto the end of the war, desolations are determined. And this scripture was fulfilled in AD 70 when General Titus came from Rome. So if the people, the armies that came and destroyed Jerusalem, came from Rome, and the Bible is referring to them in prophecy as the people of the priest that shall come. It means the priest that shall come will come from Rome. He shall come from Rome. What will he do? Verse 27. He shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. That is that last 1 week after the rapture. That is the last 7 years. He will enter into a covenant that will be the culmination of all the moves he's making now. When, for lack of peace, the whole world will seek a man that can maintain peace. And he will be elected into that office. All power will be given to him. All forces will be at his disposal. And he will be the ruler of the whole world. And that many, there is many nations. Because for him to achieve that, something has happened that the United Nations has lost her usefulness. And then she is no more. An alternative to United Nations has to be found. And they can find a man that when he speaks, the whole world listens to him. And yet, he's a beast. And in the midst of the week, that is 7 years, the middle of 7 years is 3.5 years. The first 3.5 years, the two prophets in Revelation chapter 11, Moses and Elijah, are prophesying and being re-echoed by 144,000, telling the whole Jews that that man that the whole world is looking unto is the very Antichrist. He will bear it, and according to Revelation chapter 11, he will kill those two prophets. That is when he says he shall cause, in the midst of the week now, and in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease. He will break the covenant. And for the overspreading of abomination, he shall make it desolate, even unto the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. That is when this mark will come up. That is when you will, the Bible calls it the time of Jacob's trouble. The Jews will refuse to accept him. By this time, the rapture has taken place. And that is the time that the foolish virgins will now realize they cannot bow to a human being, and they will have to pay with their blood. And they form part of the groups in verse 4 of Revelation chapter 20. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is the man of sin. The Bible calls him the man of sin, but the world will be calling him the man of peace. Praise the Lord. He breaks the covenant of peace that he entered into. And Satan now come bodily and then inhabits him now fully. He becomes Satan incarnate. And the abominations that make it desolate, it destroys anything destroyable. You don't have that mark, they kill you. You will not be allowed to preach. You will not be allowed to do any economic activity. You will not be licensed to do anything. Of course, you resist it, it's death. And that time, shall be that great tribulation. For the Jews, because the remaining Gentile world, they will bow to him. Because already, they are all united with him. And remember, there is no more Holy Ghost because salvation is over. God has moved away and is now dealing with the Jews. And through the prophecies of those two prophets, they know where to run to when the time of that trouble will come. As the Bible spoke in Revelation chapter 12. Praise the Lord. That seat that is has so much reverence today, the wise know better. When he starts the last week, that is why it was spoken that it will last for 42 months, 3.5 years, the last 3.5 years. The only thing that ends that tyranny, the only thing that will end it will be the coming of Christ. Oh, glory be to God. To end it, and that is when that demon is bound, Revelation chapter 20, put in a bottomless pit. The whole world has a shaking known as the day of the Lord. And then we come with him, and then we take over this earth. How many will be there? So what is the message to the church? The message to the church is Revelation chapter 18. Why is he giving us all this revelation? Revelation chapter 18. And after these things from verse 1, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is falling, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. This Babylon, mystery Babylon, is the Roman religion. For all nations, because they have entered agreement with him, have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, that is the message to all of us. Another voice from heaven. What is he saying? Somebody shall come out of her, my people. Say it again. So you see why we cannot join any association. You see why we cannot join any Christian Association of Nigeria. And one thing I am happy is that unless the constitution is amended, this constitution guarantees me freedom of worship. It didn't say I must join. They are the ones coercing us. To go and join. But they can't come. They have attempted coming to me twice also. And I wrote them that before you go anywhere, you should find out what those people believe before you go there. Go and find out what I believe before you come and invite me to such places. That was my reply to them. Before you invite anybody to come and join you, find out what they believe first. Two cannot work together except they agree. And the agreement is not the Bible we hold. It is our understanding and the followership of that Bible. The faith of that Bible. So they never come back again. Praise God. And all of you are hearing me now. You are hearing me through this broadcast. Don't come to me. Don't come to me. I don't belong to you. The Bible says, come out of you. You say, what is the difference between you and us? The difference between me and you is that I will not do anything contrary to the Bible. What the difference between me and you? The difference between me and you is that I am Pastor Moses. You are Reverend Moses. The difference between me and you is that you ordain your wife. I did not ordain my wife. The difference between me and you is that you have headquarters. You are employing people to work for you and bring tithe and offering with branches everywhere. I don't have such. The difference between me and you is that I baptize in the name of Jesus. I believe God is one. You believe He is three. How can we be one? The difference between me and you is I believe in holiness that reflects in your outward appearance. You say it doesn't matter. A woman can wear trousers. I believe that is abomination according to the scripture. How can I be and you be one? I cannot be one with you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The difference between me and you is that you say that when a man dies, then you, a living one, can make him a saint. I say we are sanctified through the blood of Jesus Christ. Every believer filled with the Holy Ghost is a saint. I am Saint Moses. What of you? What of you? I am Saint Moses. I am Saint Moses. And it's not a human being that made me a saint. I am sanctified through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The difference between me and you is that when I come to your church, when one comes to your church, you have to confirm him. But me, nobody confirms me. The Holy Ghost confirms my faith by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How can you say we are one? How can you say we are one? We are not one. We are not one. We are not one. And many more. Listen to my track that I wrote, Warn Your Pastor. Then you will know where I stand for. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What did he say? Verse what? Which verse are we saying? Verse 4. He says, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her, double according to her works. In the cup which she have filled to her, double how much she has glorified herself. Reverend, His holiness, His preeminence, His grace. And live deliciously. So much torment and sorrow give her. For she said in her heart, I sit a queen, and I'm no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her place come in one day, death and murmuring and famine. And she shall be utterly burned with fire. For strong is the Lord God who judged her. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and live deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. Standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city, Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all fine wood and all manner vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men is part of her merchandise, souls of men. And the fruits that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee. And all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee. And thou shalt find them no more at all. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing. And saying, alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in 1 hour, so great riches is come to naught. And every shipmaster and all the company ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what city is like unto this great city? and they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, alas, alas, that great city, wherein we are made rich, all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness, for in 1 hour she is made desolate. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The destruction, final end of the Antichrist spirit. They are honoring her now. They are exalting her now. But 1 hour, everybody will see when that great city will be destroyed. And Apostle Paul, in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, said this. Apostle Paul repeated the same thing. And that is what I'm also echoing for. That is the purpose of this message in verse 14. He said, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship had righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion had light with darkness? And what concord had Christ with Belial? Or what part had he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement had the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. And the church will say, and the church will say, how can I have this knowledge and belong to any of this denomination? And people will claim they are in the message. And yet, people come to this church. They don't even know what this ministry is all about. So we are not surprised, therefore, when people who are watching us online, they cannot stay in those churches. Knowledge. You see them, rather, they stay with their television set if they don't have anywhere to watch. Don't compromise your faith. Come out from among them. Come out. When we say come out, I didn't say, when they greet you, say, no, no, touch me. No, you're unclean. No. You know what they stand for. Don't join them for that. What they call Christianity, you know better. When you go to a church, my son is in a boarding school and he's complaining. You see, 9 years old and he already knows. He said they are quenching the fire on him, the school. They said they go and they are doing the name of Father. They are doing the name of the Father, Holy Ghost. He doesn't understand what they are doing there. I said, eagle, lion go born lion. Eagle must born eagle. I can't born chicken. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see people who come to a church like this and all their focus, they have no thirst, hunger for anything other than the gifts, because they are looking for what to eat. Blinded so much by what to eat until see the opportunity they have to escape. That's why Christ said, remember Lot's wife. You have opportunity to escape from the confusion that is going on and take a stand for truth. And when I say stand for truth, I'm not saying that you must be a member of this church. The stand for truth include if you find us doing any abominable thing here, you will get out without compromise. It's a knowledge you have that makes you take a stand for God. Irrespective of who. The people, the pastor that baptized me, the pastor that came and baptized me, that brought this entire message to me, I was in his church for 1 month. And after that 1 month, I called them. This is not what I understood. And I left. Years after, I had calls to go and meet him. I escorted somebody there. And he was referring to me. Brother Moses is supposed to be my son. And I answered him, what do you mean by that language? Suppose. That means I don't know who my father is. I said, you are not my father. How can you say, I know who my father is. Hallelujah. My father sent you to bring me to him. You finish your job. I am following my father. Can we stand up, church? Nations are breaking. Israel's awaking. The signs that the prophet foretold. This number with arrows in combat. Eternity soon will unfold. Hallelujah! The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamp stream and clear. Look up your redemption. Say. Oh, hallelujah, the day of redemption. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamp stream and clear. Look up, say it again. Oh, hallelujah, the day. Failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamp stream and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. Look up, your redemption is near.